for war. You ready to rap? You ready to talk? Don't run your mouth. What up, motherfuckers? Beautiful, beautiful day. You can hear the joy. You know why? Because NBA 2019, 2020. Can you see now? 2020. Wakey bakey. NBA season starts tonight. Can't wait. NBA 2K League just started today. The grind is real. Got to get to the draft. Got to go through the combine. Got to make things happen. But welcome back to the Be Cool Podcast. This is episode 11, obviously brought to you by Gorilla's Garage. Listen, we're supposed to have an interview. A nice little sit down with a nice little 10, 15 minute chop up. Could have gone longer. Who knows? You know how the boy is. The nose is running right now, just like I was at the wedding. Let me get a little tissue here. Let me soak that up so my leg don't start twitching. And then we gotta pause it, and then we lose momentum. We don't want to be doing all that. Let's get rid of that little jibber jabber. You know, the leaves are falling. Different dusts are in the air. My old ass nose can't handle that. Very sensitive. You wouldn't think so, because how rough and tough I am. But let me tell you, when it comes to these dusts and these danders, Daddy don't like it. Daddy definitely doesn't like it. But episode number 11, 11 straight weeks. I love it. Thanks to Gorilla's Garage for the sponsorship. It's a wonderful, I think it's a good joint venture to see where we can take this path together. So hopefully we can influence other such moguls in the area to jump aboard the train early, get those stocks right. This ain't a laundromat, you know what I'm saying? No shell accounts over here. We want the top, and then we'll get the shells later. Then that's how we make the money. Diversify our portfolio, as it were. Anyway, so we were going to do that interview with our sponsor, Gorilla's Garage in South Burlington. Hope you liked the ad. Made that a little special. That's what every sponsor gets. Obviously, you're going to get your own ad within the podcast. That was fun to record. Hopefully you like that. If there's anything you want put in there, we can redo it. Everything's, you know, if you guys want your little voices in there, maybe, you know, whatever. But I think you'd like a nice little live read. It does the trick for you pretty well. Wakey bakey, October 22nd. What a day this is. NBA season starts. NBA 2K League. Workout 1 starts right now. You get 50 wins, 50% winning percentage. And at the end of November, you'll get invited to the combine, where you play with a general player, not one that's jacked up and glitching to get victories out here like they do in the park right now. Fuck Ronnie 2K. Fuck 2K. Sorry for that. Sorry for the language. But you know what? You say what you feel, and that's how things get done. When you bickering around the corner, not saying the shit you need to say to the people that you need to direct your comments to, you're losing. You're losing. Everyone's losing. Just go ahead, say that shit, get it off your chest, make sure everyone knows how you feel, then there's no mysteries. So no one's ever wondering, what's wrong? Listen, tell me what's wrong, we can fix this shit, you know? Dark roast, all black, you know the way I like it. Caramel in the center, baby. So Gorilla's Garage, they're headed to a Kevin Gates concert out in Mass. So shout out to that. Enjoy the show. Relax. You got to relax out there. You don't know what these Kevin Gates fans are doing, and I guarantee there's going to be a lot of crackers out there. Shout out to my peoples. And speaking of Gorilla's Garage, kind of connects to the Don Dada 2.0 that Mama Cheryl has been taking care of. Hope she's, on the roads right now. Got a nice little picture last week. Seen the Don Dada 2.0 all detailed in that dusk blue. What you know about that paint job? Talking Gorilla's Garage lingo now. How do you like that? A little dusk blue on that SE Sentra. So shout out to Mama Cheryl. Always a pleasure to see you when I see you. And I appreciate that card. It was a great card, and I hope that you can get on the road a little bit before you head back to Florida. So shout out to the garage, Mama Cheryl. Ahala. This is going to be a great episode. Bills 5-1, another victory. Who want what? Who want what? Catch meat in... What? Catch meat? Oh man, I can't believe it. Why do I want to say Meek? Catch Memph Bleek out in South Beach. That's right. Filling it up. Just little bars for you. If you know Rockefeller, you know who Memph Bleek is. Seagull and Jigga, Desert Eagle Dog. Who else but me? Exactly. NBA season starts tonight, baby. Can't wait. Celtics 76ers tomorrow night is their opening game for the Celts. Big things. Jaylen Brown just signed his extension, 4-year deal, over 110, maybe 113 million. Nice little extension. Hope the kid, you know, reaches that ability to make that kind of money. That's just, you know, they're doing a little foresight in that deal. We'll see what happens. This guy's got talent. He's athletic. He's got talent. Yeah, it's there. It's available. It just depends on how he wants to work to get there. And he's shown his work ethic in the summers have been bar none. This episode has been brought to you by Gorilla's Garage, GORILLAZ Garage, facebook.com/Gorilla's Garage, custom auto and collision repairs. Get everything from interior, exterior, quarter panels, rear bumpers, front bumper. Get it all done at Gorilla's Garage. Great prices, great people. Gorilla's Garage, GORILLAZ Garage, South Burlington, Vermont. Contact them for all your auto needs. I know y'all liked those stories last week, and I felt, just for me to relive it, it's even better the second time through. And I don't have to actually experience it. Now I can just feel the emotions that I had during these incidences, I would call them. So remember I was talking about the rap. That was that strip club that was right down from the place we lived in, White River Junction. So this, I finally realized the timeline. So we lived in that goddamn camper. Then we lived in White River Junction. So the camper was in Heartland, Vermont. The, White River Junction was the apartment we lived in with one of our co-workers' friends. And this guy was a character. He must have only had one cat, but this motherfucking cat, he was the worst. I mean, this guy wouldn't sweep, vacuum. We walk into this place, there was just dust bunnies floating around. These fucking hairballs of patches of hair just floating around. If you had got a cat, you know what a dust bunny is, because gotta get rid of those dust bunnies. I can't handle the dander. I'm sick just thinking about it right now. I'm all nasally. I'm like Nas in here. Come on now. So, let me take a sip here. God damn, that's juicy. Real moist. And dark. So, we lived in Heartland, Vermont in the camper. White River Junction in the apartment. That was right across the bridge from West Lebanon. So, Heartland, Vermont. White River Junction, then, did I fuck this up, right? Okay, sorry. I'm skipping the cat calling place. Heartland, Vermont. The camper. Landscaping every Monday through Friday, sometimes on Saturdays if it was like some rain in the summer, which happened. Still landscaping, living in Windsor, Vermont, the cat calling right away. And my friends live down on River Road's a different, that's a happy little place. River Street is a whole different kind of gangbang. River Street, where my friends lived. So now, you know, going to connect all these places. So then after Windsor in the apartment, the cat calling apartment, the mushroom apartment, the chronic apartment, had my separate bedroom. This guy was living in the living room, big ass living room. It was just a door opened up to a living room and a kitchen, and I had the bedroom in the back. That's how we rolled. I mean, we just got out of a camper. We're living large now. But the bathroom is in my room, which is odd. So, I mean, I got a lot of foot traffic going through there. A lot of foot traffic, a lot of little feet, sometimes little naked feet, a lot of naked feet. Not really there. Actually, there was only one naked foot there. But let's not, you know, dive into that. That's a whole different series of this podcast. We'll get into that. But after Heartland, Windsor to White River Junction, Vermont. Back to Windsor, but I moved it in. Now in White River Junction, we got two different girlfriends, and they lived in Windsor. So now he moves out, and I'm living with the fruitcake in White River. So Problematic moves out. He's living in his girlfriend's parents' house with her, and he's got a studio in the basement. That's where we got the mic at now. But this ain't a regular basement. This is like where they store like jellies and shit, you know, like jams and marmalades, pickling. It's like one of those Blair Witch kind of shit, you know. It's like made out of brick and all that. So it was dusty down there. We'd be smoking bogeys by the hatchet, and I mean, we drank every night with blackberry wheat still. I don't think we got it. We didn't get into any liquor. I mean, I drank every day, but on a regular day, it's just blackberry wheat. But you guys gonna celebrate. You know, I'm ready. I was like, breaking in the Hennessy, Incredible Hulk. I got into those Red Deaths, early 2000s. Those Grateful Deads, those Hurricanes. And I don't like my shit light, man. I like that extra pour. I don't mind it. Like I drink a Tanqueray and OJ, I want to taste that gin. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind a little snap. That's what Daddy came for. I didn't come here to, you know, josh around with you. I mean, I shouldn't say that. That's not what I meant. Not to fuck around with you. Little slips are slipping in. But that's just what it is, man. I was just out there doing my thing. I was making music. We were doing shows. He's living with his girl in Windsor. And I moved down into Windsor at our buddy's place. So there's like four guys living down there. Our friend Garcia's, the two Garcia brothers were living there. And Mr. Spencer, Big Spencer, teacher. And me, the kid from the concrete jungle of South Burlington, Vermont, is down in the woods rolling against a 202 gang that I have no idea what the fuck's going on. We figured that out, though. Shout out to Problematic again for whooping that kid's ass in this. Well, not those eight kids' ass in the street. We never had a problem with them again. I don't think there was any beef. We got out of there, actually. So after Windsor, that's when I moved into West Lebb, New Hampshire. I was working at Timken Aerospace. It was a factory that does ball bearings for the government. Doing a little factory work. And I was working the 3 to 11 shift. And eventually, before I moved back here, before I got in the mass layoff that they had, I was working the morning shift, 7 to 3. And actually got to go to China from working there for a month. So that was a great experience. And we'll get into that later. But so now we're in West Lebanon. I'm in West Lebanon. He's still in Windsor. I'm traveling back and forth sometimes. To do concert, I mean, to record music, because I hadn't got my setup yet. So, I move in West Lebanon. Beautiful, Pleasant Street. It's one of the nicest streets it's right when you go over the bridge in White River Junction in the West Leb. Downtown White River, not up on, not on the other side. Not coming off the exit, opposite side of that. But the best part was, so I'm living with my man Courier in this two floor, I mean, all wood floors past the laundry room, living room wood floors that went up into my loft where I lived, and then he had a bedroom that went over, that sat above the kitchen area. And so there was another section. It was like they cut it into a duplex. I think they just put a wall in there and then, you know, fucked around and did what they had to. You know, double up. Might as well double up. Hustle pay the price. That's why. I've been grinding all my life. A little sip here for you. I know you like it. Nice smooth one. I like the sound of it. Just the sound of that coffee. It's got a different kind of liquidity. You like that? A little liquidity? So fuck your assumptions. And I don't need no accusations today. I got it all done. Wakey bakey on target. So I'm moving to West Lab. And this is when the fireworks start. This is when, I met some cool girls, ladies, I should say. I mean, girls, damn, like 21, 22 years old. They're a girl, right? You're a girl at 22 years old. I was a boy at 22, for sure. For sure. I had man traits, no doubt about that, and gifts, but I definitely was not the person I am today. That's definitely not how that works. Not for me, anyway. Some people are, you know, kind of the same. Nothing you can do about that. It's just, I think experiences really draw a lot out of you. You know, it depends on how you overcome those or run through those obstacles in life. But that's just, and how you, you know, how you process it. Because if you don't, you know, internalize it and use anything as a motivation or a power or energy to accomplish whatever you choose to, then I think we all are losing out on that. But, you know, for me to digress right there, sorry about that. We got to keep this one popping because, I mean, these stories are going to take a while. So, Lebanon, New Hampshire, West Lebanon, he'd already lived there. And he knows all these girls. I think he went to school there or something. I can't remember how he knew all these people, but he must have went to school there for a little bit, maybe 2 years or maybe a year. But so we met at work, and because I think he was – oh, yeah, he worked at Timken before I did, but he was – we just started talking. We were kind of – I mean, we're very close in age. Other guys have been there for like 25 years, just one of those kind of places. Clean place, just – I don't know whether they're pumping in the air, but, I mean, there's some chemicals. I mean, we're grinding metals to millions of an inch, so – something's going on. There's got to be some shit in the air that's not getting caught, you know? And all the oils and all. Ugh, God, man. That was the worst place to work at for cleanliness because you're at home. You got to get that water real hot, you know? It's like after you wipe out the grease from a bacon pan or sausage, then you go to wash it. Still got that skim scum on you, that skimmy scum, and I hate that shit. I hate being dirty. I don't mind being dirty for a little bit, maybe an hour, maybe if you push it. Usually 7 seconds, but I like if you want an hour, I can do that. If I can, I'll accommodate you if you got, you know, your feet are nice and, you know, you do what you do. You do a little dab, but do you? Lebanon, this is where, so he knows all these people. We have parties once a week, maybe twice a week. Beer pong in the living room. And we're drinking, I mean, this is when we're drinking mixed drinks all day. It's just mixed drinks. We're having Halloween parties there. I mean, I went through so much trim at that place that it was, when I look back on it, it was not nice of me what I was doing to these poor women. But they acknowledged, they had every notion of what was going on. One girl I met just lived right up the street, so I would pick her up after I'd take a shower from work on the weekdays, kind of come sleep at the house, you know, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes I'd walk her back home at night, you know. But I was a gentleman. There was no mysteries on that. I think that's a gist of like all of those encounters of the third kind, because there was just women everywhere. And once you get a little bit of like notoriety in town, like this is what happened. So I'm making music, and the place in Lebanon was maybe a mile away from the big club. I'm quoting right now, club, but it was Club Electra. And this is where there was like a restaurant in the front. This is where Shaw's is, and behind what is that place? There's a liquor store in there, Shaw's, Taco Bell. Is that right on the main street in West Lebanon, New Hampshire? If you've ever been there, just let this give you an idea. So Electra was sitting back there. It was like right along the interstate if you're heading north on 89, and like coming from Boston, but. So, where are we at? So, at Electra, they also have a club with, like, catwalks on it. And one goes across, one that goes, like, right in the middle. And then there's one that goes around the outline of the club. And this place was packed on Saturday nights. Friday nights, maybe, depends on who was DJing, but I got really close with the DJ there. Any artist, you got to get to know the DJs because DJs ain't gonna play shit. So eventually, when I maybe a year into living in West Leb, or maybe 6 months, I don't know, I got my setup. So I have my own mic, the computer setup, the mixer, doing all this, and we did all of our, mastering. So I did the recording, all the editing, the producing. We didn't make the beats. We finally got to a beat maker at the end of it, but we'll get to that eventually. So we get our beats like from there was a SoundClick back then. That was before SoundCloud. SoundClick and like MP3.com, we had the stashes of beats that we got from producers from all over the world. You could still go on SoundClick, I think, and still find beats that you can download and all that. They have that's available to you if you don't. But I would go the route of learning how to make beats. Be your own producer. Be your own everything. Know everything so you don't get screwed over or fucked by someone who wants you to pay in a normal, abnormal amount for, like a mastering when you know what it takes to do that. It doesn't take weeks to master. You can do that in a day. You can do like three tracks a day if you wanted. So, back to the sex castle, right? Never had as much joy at once, like knowing at being present at that time. I mean, it was unreal, man. I mean, you're juggling two girls, maybe three girls, and so being at Elektra, so I would even give I bring us a song I made like once every 2 weeks. DJ would play like three times a night. These people are just hearing these songs. They don't even know what's going on. They don't even know it's me. I'm just there and, gaining reaction and see what's up. What's up? So we eventually, we did some shows there. Had some Vermont artists like VT Union was down there. Sin. It was a lot of camaraderie back then. There wasn't after that 202 beef was like those guys were never even heard of again. You know what I'm saying? Those guys don't, they just live. There's no 202 because it's 802, first of all. I don't know how they probably, someone's scrambling the letters up. They don't know the numbers. They don't know what the fuck's going on. This guy thinks he's got a beautiful mind. He's calling it 202, but he failed out in fifth grade. So that's not my business. He lives on the wrong side of the tracks, as they say, as Problematic would say, the wrong side of the tracks. But yeah, there was no beef back then with anybody. There was maybe one or two people he didn't like, but they were just, I mean, in any group of people, there's going to be a scumbag. There's always a scumbag. Some guy's just not, not built for this shit. But so let's see here. Where are we at? We're at the Lebanon House Electro. We got all this. We go to parties, like, we go to everybody's party. After the club, we're going to everybody's party. This is how my life was, man. Courier was the best road dog. He was down to get fucked up and down to get home. Or if he, I don't remember even when we slept anywhere other than our place. We were always back, or we were trying to drag people back to our place. Easier for us. And our neighbor, we knew. Our neighbor used to drink wine with ice cubes in it in a regular drinking glass, like box wine Franzia shit is what I'm saying. In the just walking around in the summer in the front yard, short shorts on, just smoking bogeys, living her life. It was a interesting little treat right there. We'll get into that further down the line. Just remember that little snippet if you want to save that in your memory bank of the Be Cool podcast is the neighbor next door. So I don't really remember how long I stayed there, but it might have been 3 years, maybe 2 years. But that place, I don't know how many girls, women, that I was, you know, fortunate enough to make sweet love to, but there were some women there. There's definitely some women there, and you know, I don't like to drop no names out here, and that's just how we're gonna stay with that. But I will say this: some don't even have names in the memory bank. You know what I'm saying? It's just maybe a town, a bar, a position. It's all written down in the history books in my brain anyway, in different kind of codes. I couldn't tell you these names. I couldn't even find them on Facebook if I tried. Wouldn't even recognize them if I were walking down the street. Some, you know, some people change drastically. So that's just the way that is. But we had a lot of fun. We were young. We were, you know, we were just living. There was like no laws back then. Early 2000s, people didn't even know what was going on. People still shaking from 9/11. There was 50 Cent was going hard. I don't even know what kind of music. See, I didn't listen to anything else other than hip hop for a good 5 years of my life. You know, I got to hear Metallica, Jimi Hendrix, Pink Floyd, Michael Jackson, Jackson 5, you know, Richie Valens, Buddy Holly. Listen, I know what music is. I knew at this point too, which actually probably aided in my progression, because learning that rhythm, it was not the easiest thing, like learning how to make a song. But once I finally realized how to make a song and to allow my voice to flow on a beat, oh, it was over after that. It was free reigns. I was trying to do too much too early. I should have took it real slow. Riding on fofos, sipping on fofos. If I wasn't rapping like that, if I was started like that, if I was listening to some Houston music before I was listening to like Big L, it would have been a different story, you know what I'm saying? Probably would have been a lot more smoother on the track, but we got there. If you heard the catalog, we got there. I got plenty of jams. I got plenty of jams. I got a Tupac catalog. That's how many fucking records I recorded. Just to let you know, if you ever want to test me, come at me, boy. Who's the rudest rude dog of them all? Calypso. Is it Calypso? No. See, I can't even talk without rhyming. That's just, it's innate in this crack ass. I remember this one time in Lebanon. I'll tell you this. The girl I was dating worked at the weather vane. She was like the manager, night manager. Now, the girl before her, the night I met the night manager was, we were at this house party. I was doing DJing work. Guys just put me in front of the computer. I'm going on Napster and downloading all the songs and playing blah, 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 you know, just rocking. And I'm sitting there, and the girl that I'm banging, who lives right up the street, she's there, and she's talking. We didn't come together, though. It was a whole different crowd. She just happened to be there. So I'm DJing, and this weather vane broad comes up. So we're talking, and I guess the other girl saw, and she talked to her later and said, "That's my, what are you doing? That's my boyfriend over there." And so I heard about that. I was like, "I don't know. We never had this conversation. I don't even know what you're talking about." And I started dating that weather vane chick like a week later. So the weather vane chick, she's got friends that live right up to like a couple blocks up from us, up in the neighborhood in condos. So my man Courier starts dating one of her roommates. So we're over there now. You know, we're over there drinking, we're here drinking, we're all over the place drinking. fun, a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. Great women, unbelievable women. She'd bring me home some seafood. You know, I mean, if you're going to bring me food home and it's scallops and scramps, never got that lousy. I wonder what's going on. Maybe she knew. Maybe she saw the future. Maybe not, though. No one could see the future then. We were just too blinded by the lights. Blinded by the lights. Light up like a douche in the middle of the night. So that woman, the weather vane broad, great girl. Great. I mean, just unbelievable. I'm sure I loved her. I don't know if she loved me, but I couldn't. I mean, what I know about love at that point was nothing. Nothing compared to what it is now. For me, anyway. Not saying everybody. I'm not saying you can't love. You don't know what love is when you're 21. You could absolutely love something. I mean, I love basketball. Basketball starts tonight. I don't ever miss our anniversary. You understand what I'm saying? All-Star Weekend for me. NBA Basketball All-Star Weekend. Good fucking luck finding me. You understand? I'm not going to be out here dancing around. I'm never going to miss the slam dunk competition, three-point competition, all-star game again in my life. I will never. There's certain codes I live by right now, and that's one of them. Good luck. Just to let you see, I get aggressive when I'm talking about this. It just brings out the anger, it's aggression. Because I'm when it comes to basketball, that's the thing I want to eat your heart out with. Everything else, man, it's all cookies and gravy, baby. There's nothing out here that I grind harder doing is basketball. Any form of it. Except for shooting, like playing a horse or something. Anyone can win horse. A lot of you freaks could win some horse against an NBA player. Unless they're dunking. But it's all luck. Anyway, let's not break any hearts here today telling the truth. Let's move back into our little story here. So, the weather vane broad. So, because now my roommate is all entangled into the web, my girlfriend now, the weather vane girl, becomes a girlfriend. She is a girlfriend. But there happens to be two of my friends that actually he's friends with that live in a different part, in Lebanon, and they are friends with some Windsor girls. Now, there's one Windsor girl, woman, that female, broad, I'm going to say, start saying my broad. Broad is what it is, okay? This is Windsor broad. It's a nice little piece. She's hanging out with these friends that we have. No, but I mean, one of my sorority sisters and her boyfriend at the time. And down this Windsor broad's hanging out with them once in a while. So this one night, my girlfriend is at my place with my man's courier, waiting for me to get home from something. I don't know what we're doing. Maybe we had dinner or something like that. So anyway, me and this Windsor broad hit it off. I mean, she knew who I was. She obviously knew I made music, blah, blah, blah. And I knew who she was, for sure. Because my goddamn fishing eyes are very good. Very, very good. I can see it coming. Listen, I don't have to see it coming. You know what? Sometimes if you don't know how to sniff it out, I can't tell you. It's a sixth sense. You know? 6-9 cents. That's what it is. You just feel it. You know something's there. You know there's some kind of force field coming your way that doesn't want to be penetrated, but it's happening. So I think we had dinner. They go to drop me off, and I see my girlfriend's car is there. I'm like, what the fuck is she doing here? Because I don't think I got the message, or maybe I did. But they were going. I think they were getting ready to smoke a blunt at home, plus the Windsor broads with them. And we pulled up right to my place. I didn't even get out. I may have ran in and ran out. Someone ran in and ran out. It must not have been me. Because maybe there was something they had to pick up. But I don't, some, either I ran in and ran out and didn't get seen, or someone ran in and ran out. picking up something or said looking for me, like, say, hey, is Mo here? He's like, oh no, I thought they were with you or something. Like, they could, that could have been an easy story. I couldn't tell you. Anyway, I made it back into Lebanon with my friends and this broad from Windsor. And believe me, it was after 5 minutes eating dinner that it was already on. The eyes were locked, you know, the giggling. I was probably, you know, pouring it on real hard. Yeah, I couldn't tell you, but we had a good dinner and we had a great night. We get back to their place, start drinking, smoke that blunt, get drinking. You know, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. We probably played some cards or something. You know, everything was on. You know, we made sweet love at night, sweet love again in the morning. We left. That was the last, like, one of the last times I ever hung out with that bro. I went right back into it. Just came up with a good story. Said I smoked a blunt, passed out. Sorry, babe, but didn't get home. That was a natural, you know, that was a natural thing for me to do. I was a scumbag. You know, I've been very upfront with that. I've already apologized to many of these women, and I still have, you know, still have relationships to talk to some of these broads. You know, it wasn't like no one else again ever fucking cheated on somebody. That was just, I mean, but I just felt bad, like, understanding what I was doing when I was that young. Yeah, you know, just years ago, you know, just realizing of what I could have done to someone. Like, you know, it's not nice to fuck around people's, you know, hearts. You know what I'm saying? These are fragile beings out here, humans. Not just women, not women, man. Any man can be crushed. I've seen men crushed by smaller things. You know what I'm saying? A lot smaller things can cripple a man. So, I mean, that's just the way it is. Let's just be real. So I got back to my house, called her. Maybe she didn't even answer for a few days. And I was like, well, blah, blah, blah. You know, and eventually we start, you know, we go back into the old thing. And then another broad that I met, 23. I'm just going to say the code is 23. This woman was like a goddess to me. Met her. She had a boyfriend that was friends with my friends who lived on River Street. And I met her. She would come over once in a while. They would drink with us, you know, because one of our friends that lived, one of the Garcia brothers, worked at, was it Long Trail? So that's how we get some blackberry weed. We get the big, you know, the big dogs, double bags and all that stuff. Oh man. It was, I mean, early double bags. So we get it all. We would drink all night. We'd have cases of that because you get a case a night. Or the big bottles too. We're talking those big bottles, like the switchbacks came out first, 22 ounces or something like that. But so, when I was living after the weather vane incident, where we go back to dating, then I start seeing this at Electra. I start seeing my goddess, this girl. I we had a cordial relationship, but we weren't like friends. We didn't call each other and hang out. I mean, she had a boyfriend, you know, what's the point of me getting involved with that? But when she was over to the house visiting while we were drinking those Long Trails, you know, we talk about music. She loves hip hop. We'd be there doing shit. We had the mic set up there also at the River Street place, I think, for a little bit. So we record some songs there. That's before he put his shit down in the basement. But we are talking about this goddess, like blonde. Oh, just, I mean, just a great, great body. Just, unbelievable body. Every part of that body. In 23, you know what I'm saying when I say every part. I was rude. I made a bad song. Made a bad decision. But I, you know, I was hurt. So that's neither here nor there. But every inch, every square inch of that body is just gorgeous. Hope you're doing great today, 23. Almost dropped it. 23. I hope you're doing good, girl. But, so I guess I was seeing her. I think it was at Electra. I'd see her hanging out with her friends. So I'm like, blah blah blah. Like her, I find out that her and her boyfriend are having, you know, there's some shit going down, which, you know, not good for a relationship. And I help her move out, and we just start like start, you know. Well, I think we had a little kiss in that place when I was helping her. I don't know if I helped her move, but she was getting her shit out of the place. And yeah, we had a great relationship. I made one little mistake that had nothing to do with cheating or anything like that. I was insecure. I was insecure because I finally got it, man. I got the one. Like a lot of guys ain't out there, you know, banging the one that they want. You know, sometimes you gotta get a broad. And I know 23 is no broad. That's a goddess. That's just a shout. That's just a love right there. That's nothing I can do about that. Always will be. And tough to watch because now, you know, you're seeing like the pain that someone's going through. Like when I look at it now, I just see what the pain was that she was going through at that time for numerous reasons. And I wasn't able to recognize it at that time because I was probably insecure about, you know, like making sure I'm going to keep this broad. See, I say broad, but that's a making sure I keep the goddess. At the same time, I'm making music. There's women all around. We're partying all the time. And you're just looking at the now. You're not looking at the future, man. You're not. You're just not doing it. I remember one time she told me we're going into the Norwich show, and this is a good way to end this episode so I can pick up next week with the Norwich story. So we get to Norwich. We're doing a show with Eric G. He's hosting some party or homecoming at Norwich University in Vermont. Right? It's the Norwich in Vermont. Right? Yeah, because Dartmouth is the other thing I'm thinking of. So go ahead, Norwich in Vermont. Up in the woods. Oh, yeah. I want to say it's some military thing, but I think they play football there. Didn't really do my research. Don't really give a fuck, also. That's just how that's always going to be, unfortunately, for some people. Otherwise, if you see me, I love you. There's no doubt about that. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I don't need to be, I'm not hanging out with people I don't want to hang out with. That's how the city works. We get to Norwich, we're walking into the venue, just a big gym with a big stage on it, okay? They're serving alcohol there, I think, which was a big mistake, serving alcohol at this fucking place. And I think they had some buffet going on, like chicken wings and all, like goulash and all that. If you don't know what goulash is, it's like spaghetti, but with elbow noodles or whatever kind of noodles you want to put in there. Tasty treat if you know how to make a sauce right. Put some sausage in there too, like, you know, cube it up, make it real nice. We walk into the venue and she goes, she sees there's, you know, obviously it's like 50-50 crowd, you know, but so we walk in the door. And I'm just going to finish this. We walk in the door. 23 is right next to me, probably holding, you know, I got my arms, you know, a little spot where she can put her arm through. You know how a nice queen will hold you like that. And she goes, listen. I don't care if you bang other girls. I just want to be the number one. And when I heard that, man, that's when I'm like, I'm going to tear this fucking show down tonight. And we did tear that down in multiple ways. We're going to finish with that story. 23, love you always. And to the other women, the other broads, if you're listening, you know, it wasn't my intentions at the time. You know, illusions and confusion can really do damage to a brain. So no excuses, but that's just my honesty, my truth, as it were. I'm glad I could take these voyages with you. This is going to get fun because not all of them are like, you know, there's a whole different path that you're going to, this journey of all these stories, man. I mean, now we're going to get into relationship advice. So, I mean, where are we going with this? I'm confused. I gotta rein it in. You gotta be cool, motherfucker. Relax. Thank you for our sponsors. Only sponsor, Gorilla's Garage, South Burlington, Vermont. Hit them up. Automotive needs. Get it done. Repair, collision. Front to back, top to bottom. Get a hold of them. Hope you like the ad. Live life. Get rid of this rain. Get rid of the foliage. Get winter done. Bring summertime back. I gotta get in these. Gotta stay in these shorts, man. It's like 60 degrees today. I like it. Got the leaves blown yesterday. They're back. It's like an eight step process to get rid of these leaves before it's fucking winter. And then you get a storm in the winter where it dries up. All the leaves get blown around again, and now it's a fucking mess. Is this weather? Maybe we could do something about that, huh? You know, the country, the world. Stop polluting. Get the plastic out. Listen, the earth wants plastic. We got to stop making this shit. And fuck those metal straws. Fuck plastic, glass straw, whatever. Fuck a straw. Just drink. Take a sip like a human, okay? Listen, I don't want to get excited. I got an NBA starting here. I got to start watching some ESPN. I got 2K. The combine grind begins today. Love, enjoy, accept, experience, and just be you, man. Be who you want to be. Get the bubble baths going. Listen to the podcast. Put the treble down and the bass all the way up, and just put me in the bathtub with you. Little Howard Stern for you. If you don't know what I'm saying, look up Howard Stern in the bubble bath or the speaker, something like that. Great little scene. Good way to start it off. I enjoy it. Hope you do. We'll be back next week. We should have the interview with Gorilla's Garage, Lebanese Drake, the big dog. Kevin Gates, go see him tonight. Hope you enjoy it. Get back safely. People need their shit done. You know what I'm saying? This is the Be Cool Podcast, episode 11. Thanks for the journey. And we'll be rowing with you next week. Peace and love. And be cool, motherfuckers. Be cool. You ain't ready for war. You ready to rap. You ready to talk. Be cool. Don't run your mouth.